Hi, I'm Marianne Jacoby. Welcome back to our series of podcasts for managers. Our topic today is maximizing productivity in challenging times. Managing effectively in today's workplace, where we're all doing more with less, but where the pressures and workload are greater than ever. Our guest is Diane Burris, Workplace Flexibility and Workload Solutions Practice Leader at WFD Consulting. She's with us on the line to talk about how to foster teamwork, boost morale, and reduce individual and team stress. Diane, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for inviting me, Marianne.
Diane, I'm reading from an article you wrote, The Team Approach to Tackling Overwork, where you write, escalating work hours, job pressure, and stress levels are eroding employee morale, well-being, and productivity. Could you talk about some of the challenges managers and employees are facing today?
Sure. I think, as you said before, the pressure to do more with less, but often with the added stress of reduced pay and job insecurity, I think that's what's really causing the most stress for people in this current economic environment. When you're thinking about the way we're all working these days, it's unrelenting. The long hours, the heavy workload, and job stress, coupled with financial pressures, often spill into our personal life, frankly, and can result in burnout and stress and stress-related health issues and even family problems. But then it becomes sort of a vicious cycle where those problems in our personal life cycle back or spill over back into the workplace and have a potentially paralyzing impact on effectiveness and productivity. I think we all experience this on a very personal level day to day, that our work lives and our personal lives are integrated and in turn are affected with the ups and downs, both the satisfaction and the stress. And as managers, we're really caught in the middle, facing pressures from all sides, really, the pressure to meet business requirements while also trying to support and motivate a beleaguered workforce to produce and to contribute to business success, while at the same time, often we're feeling our own pressures, so it really can be very challenging.
Let's start with the issue of employee morale, which is fundamental when we talk about maximizing productivity. What advice would you offer managers on ways to build and boost employee morale in challenging times?
Well, a lot of it is pretty basic. It just means being much more focused on what we know is probably the right way to manage anyway. And the first thing that comes to mind for me is the importance of creating a climate of respect and trust where we're fostering and supporting work-life integration, enhancing and respecting and supporting personal well-being. But to do that, so, you know, easier said than done, as I think about, you know, so what does that mean and how do I do that as a manager? I think the first thing to keep in mind is really how important open, honest, and effective communication skills are in challenging times. Having a transparency and communicating honestly about the state of the business and the organizational changes and how they're affecting employees is really important. And clarifying to employees the business priorities and therefore the work priorities of individuals and teams, and how they contribute to the success and business objectives. That sort of ignites our commitment and harnesses our energy to do our best and continue to contribute. When people are feeling particularly stressed and overwhelmed, they need to know that they're connected to others who are experiencing the same feelings and challenges and that they're pulling together for a common goal. So as a manager, bringing the group or the team together, the work group, to collectively address and discuss work-related challenges and do some problem-solving is one way to make people feel really engaged and connected to their coworkers. Encouraging team members and employees to develop and build personal relationships and provide opportunities for informal team socializing is also important. And figuring out or assigning someone in the team to be the social coordinator and find ways to build in some fun and team building into the schedule is also something that can really help. It's energizing and, in fact, really can contribute to productivity and team resilience and effectiveness.
What are some other ways to foster teamwork and collaboration?
In my work with organizations and teams, I've found that one of the most effective things teams can do as part of their regular discussions is to develop and establish some operating principles for fostering work-life effectiveness. Some teams actually have a discussion about what work-life effectiveness means and therefore develop some agreements for how they're going to work together to preserve well-being and respect the work-life effectiveness of each other and support health and well-being, really, of all team members. Another way teams can support each other is by establishing some guidelines around how they're going to work flexibly and provide more control over where and when and how they work, but also clearly in the context of meeting business requirements. And finally, one very important way teams can build commitment and engagement and increase productivity is to really talk about and identify those things that are driving low-value work, those inefficient, frustrating time wasters that rob people of precious time and cause stress and overwork. One thing that often rises to the top are meetings, too many meetings and ineffectively run meetings. So teams, if they can really talk about that and establish some guidelines, it can really help. And just give you some examples. One thing is that we need to avoid those last-minute meetings. And before calling an impromptu meeting, ask, is it really necessary now or can it wait till tomorrow? And what am I trying to accomplish through this meeting? Is there another way to achieve that goal through email or an individual conversation, et cetera? And then when leading a meeting, really think about who is absolutely necessary to attend and invite, and only invite those that are necessary and don't over-invite and involve people who really don't need to be there. And then during the meeting, follow that agenda and stick to the time frame.
Diane, what about the constant stream of email and information overload that people are having to deal with now?
Well, that's a major stress, I think, for all of us and a challenge. And again, I think it's important for a manager and a team to establish some email guidelines and protocol that they all agree to abide by. Just basic things like remembering to only send emails to those who absolutely need to know and avoid sending that reply to all. And another thing is really clear subject lines, for example, and breaking the message thread by renaming a subject line can really go a long ways to avoiding information overload in email. But the fact is, members of a team and a manager together in discussion can come up with some very valuable ways to reduce email overload.
How would you say managers are holding up in these pressured times? What are you seeing?
Well, I think it's tough because what happens when we're overworked and time is precious, we often forget to take care of ourselves. And my advice to managers would be to really make taking care of yourself a priority because that's the only way you're going to be effective in really supporting others. So just find ways to preserve your energy, your health and well-being, and build in times for things that are really important to you, that are rejuvenating, things like time with your family, exercise, hobbies, community work, whatever feeds you and nurtures you is especially important during challenging times.
Diane, those are great suggestions. I want to thank you for all the helpful information you've shared with us today, and thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
You can find the WFD report, The Team Approach to Tackling Overwork, at www.wfd.com. To receive helpful information all year long, remember to subscribe to our monthly manager newsletter. If you're not already receiving newsletters, go to the homepage on our website, scroll down to where it says Email Newsletters, then click to Sign Up for My LifeWorks. Then select the topic you'd like to receive, such as managing people. Also, be sure to stay tuned for our podcasts throughout the year. Thanks for listening.